Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were taught that whatever our occupation in life, the Lord has put us there to be a witness for Him. Let's continue with that thought today. And we remember of Romans chapter 12, verse 19, where we read, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." God will repay, my friend. So just be aware that no man finally gets away with it. They are the worthies of verse 5, where it says, "He shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof and the defense that shall be prepared." Oh no, now those worthies, they're gone. They were gallant and powerful, but now they're gone. And so it will be with a man who gains the whole world, but loses his own soul. In Mark chapter 8, verses 36 to 38, we read these words of Jesus. "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" In other words, spend eternity in a lake of fire where there's no escape, there's no ceasing to exist, tormented day and night forever and ever. And Jesus goes on to say, "For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever." Now, whosoever means whosoever. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me," that is of Jesus, "and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Now, my friend, you and I, we live in a very adulterous, sinful, wicked generation. We see it in America. I cannot tell this on radio. I don't think I would even say it out loud in church. I don't think so. I would probably say this only to men, kind of a one-on-one kind of a thing. But we find out about children in the homes, and half the time their parents aren't even married, and half the time it's a different man, different woman from year to year. But we find out that they witness some of the most vile things. There have been well-to-do men in the scripture, Old and New Testament, that God blessed, and they had these things, but they didn't live for those things. But those things are left behind. I think it's wise that you have God's house involved, God's work involved. You know, when you die, let's just say that you were tithing and you gave $50 a week to your church as your tithe and offering. And you gave that every week, 52 weeks a year, and year after year, and it equaled your tithe and offering, and then you die. Suddenly, that amount of money is cut off. Now, let's just say $500 a week. That is about $24,000 a year, and really it's because you get extra time in there. It comes out to really be closer to $25,000 a year. Now, I say all of that just to say this. Regardless of how much it is, that amount won't be going to your church anymore. So if you have a will, leave it to your local church. If it's a Bible preaching, God-honoring, King James, the right kind of music type of church, soul-winning and so forth, leave it to your church. And if you don't have a church like that, then leave it to a ministry that will use it in a manner that glorifies God. And I'm not just saying for, okay, the Lamp and Light broadcast. Hey, it could be people like Sword of the Lord, FBN, on down the line. I mean, I'm just saying what God lays on your heart, do it. But so often people leave money behind to kids that use it and they get drunk. They're not right with God and they use it on drugs and they use it on everything in this world. And God's money that you had worked so hard for now is just thrown away to fulfill the lust of the flesh. So really think that through. You say, well, aren't we supposed to leave an inheritance for our children? Yes, but that inheritance is supposed to be a spiritual inheritance. A spiritual inheritance. But what you leave behind of material value is simply left behind. What happens when you're more interested in your child's popularity or things the child wanted and other pleasures, but you neglected their spiritual life and building them to be godly men and women? Their adult lives may show what that is. Now look, I've got three children. One is a captain in the fire department. The other son is the public information officer for the local sheriff's department. The other one, her and her husband, own a tow truck business that does very well. Now, you say, you mean your children are not pastors and foreign missionaries and things of that nature? No, they're not. They are lights where they are. The two boys. One teaches Sunday school, one sings in the choir, sings especially. The daughter does so much for our ministry and in their towing and other things they do for us and things they've done and given to and helped with camp and so many things. So I'm just saying that the idea is that you be a light, but you build those children to be godly men and women when they grow up. Save so as by fire. Ashamed at his appearing is not glorious for the Christian. It is a billion times better to be the bottom of the totem pole, however, as a Christian in heaven, than to be the best man in hell. You see, it's every bit left behind. For the Ninevite people, the destruction happened so fast that the Ninevite race actually ceased. Now remember, Proverbs 29:1, he that been often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. They had passed up all their opportunities. 150 years earlier in Nineveh, Jonah went through preaching and they had repented. They had heard it. But now over the 150 years they had left it. Somewhat like America's heritage, and so many have left it and tried to change the history and the heritage. Sin's wages pay throughout all eternity. These people at Nineveh, without the Savior, have been paying for the last 2,600 years. In hell. They're in a conscious spirit with some kind of a body that feels the same things our human bodies do now but cannot escape, feels pain, is tormented day and night forever and ever. And they're unable to not only escape, but they're unable to cease to exist. It is not worth. They did not seek God, for they were not looking for God. So they didn't see him. And yet he is the only ground of their hope. He's the only one that could have saved them. And he only is found of those who diligently seek him, as Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But that faith must be in Christ and his word, not in yourself, not in your works, not in your things, not in your intellect, not in your savvy. Oh, if Nineveh had repented as your fathers 150 years earlier, what should America think of our forsaking of the faith of our forefathers? I'm not talking about Baptist, Methodist, Reformed, or anything else. I'm talking about the relationship with Jesus Christ and to his word. You see, Satan, sin, and self are the robbers of eternal life and for a Christian of eternal reward. So we've seen the robbers here in verse 9. And the riches here, we see finally the rags. The robbers of the riches in verse 9. Now we see the rags here in verse 10. She is empty and void and waste. And the heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pained, as in all loin, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Boy, that sounds hard, doesn't it? But it's true. A lost race, desolation, and utter hopelessness is a vestibule of hell. Their destruction. Oh, my friend. Yes, the person dies without Christ, you're a saved person, you'll see them cast in that eternal lake of fire, that person you had a chance to witness to and you would not. But then God will wipe away your tears and those memories. And even though he might be a family member, because he's in the eternal lake of fire, he'll be forgotten. Their destruction. The destruction of Nineveh, that is, may also be a vestibule of the tribulation period. Just like the tribulation period is a vestibule of hell.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.